On the day when I received the sacrament of confirmation, 24 years ago or so, I presented to the Archbishop the name Ignatius of Loyola. He was the saint that I chose for my confirmation saint. He was the saint that struck me, as it, the case may be, as a saint to choose. I simply had gone through a book of saints and had come across this saint with a weird name from a place I had never heard of, and his story interested me. And so I chose him, but as the years have gone on and my vocation more clear, I've come to recognize that he chose me just as much as I chose him. One of the things that struck me, and I use that word quite literally, one of the things that struck me about St. Ignatius of Loyola is that he was a soldier before he became a priest and was struck in the leg by a cannonball. He was in the Spanish army and he was fighting the French in the Pyrenees Mountains in between the two countries, and he was struck in the leg by a cannonball. The leg wasn't severed. He retained his leg, but it was badly broken. And so they took him back to his family estate, his castle, and he lay in bed while his leg healed. And while he lay in bed, he didn't have the books that he wanted. He wanted books that talked about the adventures of knights and royalty and people of power and influence. But instead, he had the scriptures and a book of the lives of the saints. Now, St. Ignatius, lying in bed for many days, read the lives of the saints, read Holy Scripture, and contemplated on whether or not he could be like them. Could be like St. Dominic and St. Francis. Could he do and live the life that the scriptures were calling him to live? It turns out St. Ignatius had quite a bit of time to recuperate because St. Ignatius was also quite vain as well. And so after he healed, he looked in the mirror and found that his leg didn't look right. He had been hit in the leg with a cannonball, but it didn't look good enough for him and his vanity. And so he had them re-break it. And not just once, but several times. Both of us are quite obnoxious, I guess. I don't know, or honoring. I don't know how to necessarily put it. But when you get an idea in your head, he was going to do it. And he was going to see his leg healed the way he wanted it to heal. Imagine that pain that he experienced. Imagine the many hours that he spent in that bed, in that lonely place where he had few visitors and only so much to do, and yet he was insistent on his leg healing the way he wanted it to heal. Thankfully, he gave up on that. After a couple times of it being broken, he walked with a limp for the rest of his life. He actually walked all across Europe to Paris, to Rome, back to Paris, walking the entire way. But while he lay in bed, he had these scriptures and the lives of the saints, but he also did a great deal of daydreaming. Many of us are probably experiencing a bit of boredom in these days, being cooped up in our homes, and he did just that. He just daydreamed. And he found that, St. Ignatius found that after he spent some time dreaming about what it would be like to be an important knight, to marry a princess, that he found that he felt good in the moment, but that eventually that waned. It didn't leave him feeling as good as it did when he had first thought of it The scripture, on the other hand, both lifted him up in the moment that he was reading it, and he retained that sense of being lifted up throughout the day, that it remained with him, as if there was something more to it than that. St. Ignatius spent all of this time in his bed, and he ended up with this way of discerning the things that truly do fulfill our desires and the things that only seem to fulfill our desires. His thoughts of being a knight and marrying royalty only seemed to fulfill, but he kept being drawn back to the idea that he could be a saint. The entire gospel can be boiled down to how we are called to be saints as well. That we are each called in our own way to be saints. Anytime I hear this gospel, I think of St. Ignatius. It's also my favorite line in all of Scripture. The line where Jesus orders those around him to untie him and set him free. He is speaking to them. They are afraid. Here is this man walking out of his tomb. He is supposed to have died. He has died. They are worried about the stench. They are worried about what it's going to be like. And yet, Jesus asks them to untie them, to untie him and set him free. Another translation of this same line in Scripture is, unbind him and set him free. Unbind him and set them free. How much St. Ignatius, while he lay on his bed in those moments of boredom, was invited to look for freedom, to look for that freedom that Jesus offered the disciples and offered Lazarus as well, to be unbound from that which holds us back, to be untied, to recognize that the bandages and the stench of being in the tomb are problematic, but that Christ's power is something so much greater than that. We, in our time, in our homes, with this reality that we find ourselves presented with, have the same kind of time on our hands that St. Ignatius did all of those many years ago. And I hope that you're looking at those areas of unfreedom in your life. What have you noticed as you spend this time that you don't miss? Maybe you used to do this or do that, go here, go there, but you don't miss it. It only seemed to fulfill your need anyway. I think God is speaking to you in that. That God is challenging each and every one of us into true freedom. A freedom that's not easy. A freedom that has wounds, has bandages, has maybe even a bit of stench. That we are called to help one another, to unbind those areas of unfreedom, and to be set free. Let us prepare to leave our tombs, our homes, however you want to think of it, out into the world, hopefully soon, very soon, with a new sense of freedom, a new sense of truly what sets us free, that which St. Ignatius realized was deeper and was only covered up by his thoughts of power and glory. Let's look for that true freedom, my sisters and brothers. Let us find the areas in our lives that God is calling us out of our tombs.